In what's a shock to many, but not to those who understand what anti-Pope Francis and the Vatican II sect, the End Times Counterchurch, represent, Francis personally wrote the preface to the Italian version of the new book called Come Forth by notorious, quote, LGBT supporter James Martin. Before we proceed, note that same-sex activity is, of course, condemned by God and the true Catholic Church. In the preface that anti-Pope Francis wrote for Martin's book, he gives a glowing endorsement of James Martin and his work. Francis states, among other things, quote, Father James Martin, the author of many books that I know and appreciate, there are many reasons to thank him, end quote. Here are some facts about James Martin. He endorses, quote, Gay Pride Month.
Can Catholics celebrate Pride Month when the LGBTQ community marks its place in society? It's especially important for churches to celebrate Pride, and participating in Pride events, or at least supporting our LGBTQ friends, is one way to do this. So happy Pride.
Martin endorses same-sex activity in many ways. He is a spokesperson for the Outreach Conference, which endorses same-sex activity. Martin, quote, blesses homosexual couples, including this, quote, couple that falsely claims to be married. Martin did this based on anti-Pope Francis's heretical teaching in Fiducia Supplicans. Martin endorses gay, quote, weddings. In August of 2023, Martin responded to an individual named Gregory Gorman, who describes himself as, quote, an openly gay married man and a practicing Catholic, end quote. James Martin approved him, stating, Glad you've found welcome. It's your church, too, after all. On February 9, 2024, Martin promoted an article about so-called gay love that features an image of two men together and celebrates same-sex activity. The article, written by Kathleen Norris again for Outreach, celebrates men who had recently been able to, quote, marry one another. On January 3, 2024, Martin wrote an article for Outreach called How Same-Sex Couples Have Blessed Me. The article endorses same-sex activity in many ways. It describes as, quote, husbands and as married, people who are involved in mortally sinful same-sex unions. For example, Martin writes, quote, Last month I was honored when I was asked to offer a blessing for two men I've known for some time, Jason, a Catholic theologian, and his husband, Damien, end quote. He also refers to two individuals, as well as Jason and Damien, as, quote, two of many same-sex couples who have blessed my life. Mark and Craig, who have been together 25 years, are another. Martin also says, quote, Kurt, a former Jesuit, and his husband Carlos are raising a child, who is now 4 years old. Craig, a Catholic high school teacher, is married to Jay, end quote. There are other examples in the article. Martin also endorses males who claim to be females using female bathrooms. It's thus beyond dispute that James Martin notoriously endorses same-sex activity, which the Bible condemns as an abomination. It's also beyond dispute that Francis knowingly, repeatedly, and personally endorses James Martin's heretical ministry and work. In 2017, Francis appointed Martin to the Vatican's official Department for Communications. In 2018, Martin was invited by the Vatican to give a keynote speech at the World Meeting of Families. By the way, one of the individuals Martin, quote, blessed with his so-called husband is named Jason. Jason also wrote an article for Outreach in which he describes waking up in the morning with his, quote, husband, and in a cringe-worthy description that was probably unintentional, Jason says, quote, God is with us in the daily grind, too, end quote. In May of 2023, anti-Pope Francis wrote a handwritten letter to Martin to thank him for all the good he is supposedly doing. That letter also mentioned and endorsed the Outreach Conference, which defends same-sex activity. In Martin's new book, which Francis endorsed, he blasphemously compares the raising of Lazarus from the dead to people coming out in full acceptance of their perverted and unnatural inclinations, which, by God's grace, they could overcome. In that context, Martin also writes, quote, Sometimes in fear of being beaten to death or executed, same-sex relations warrant the death penalty in seven countries. They must escape their own countries, end quote. So in this book, Martin's message for them to come forth means to not be ashamed of same-sex relations. This is the book for which anti-Pope Francis personally wrote the preface. All of this proves once again that Francis is a notorious heretic and actually a pro-quote LGBT activist. In fact, on June 1st, Francis appointed three notorious supporters of homosexuality to the DDF. As Edward Penton noted, Francis appointed, quote, Cardinal Jose Tolentino, who was rector of a chapel known for ministering to homosexuals. Jose also wrote a preface for a book written by a former religious sister who supports, quote, queer theology. Francis also appointed, quote, Cardinal Marcello Semeraro, who has reportedly turned his, quote, diocese into the Italian capital of the, quote, gay Catholic movement. Francis also appointed Bruno Forte, a prominent supporter of the homosexual movement in the Vatican II counterchurch. It's not sufficient to criticize Francis. He must be rejected as an antipope. Those who obstinately remain in communion with Francis deny the faith and implicate themselves in perversion, heresy, and blasphemy. Further, the deluded individuals who defend anti-Pope Francis are extremely bad people who have no idea the kind of punishment they are going to get in hell, barring a conversion. They attempt to defend the wicked, insidious, and perverted end times revolt against Christ's one true church, the Catholic Church. The Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, it's the prophesied end times counter church. To be a true Catholic and be saved, one must be a traditional Catholic, as our material explains.